The forge chamber was an airy room, carved from the living rock. It had all the equipment required by a forge beast. Weapons in various stages of construction hung everywhere. There was a low, wide window facing the open sea, with a magnificent view of the western horizon. Lord Brang was proud of his elderflower and comfrey cordial. He poured two tankards, passing one to Buckler and indicating a seat on the window ledge. Shaking his striped head wearily, the huge badger spoke.
Buckler Cordyne, what are we going to do with you, eh?
A smile hovered about the young hare's lips.
I don't know. Tell me, what are you going to do with me?
Danger flashed in the badger's eyes for one perilous moment. Then he burst out laughing, landing Buckler a hefty pat on the back which almost sent him flying out of the window. Brang steadied him.
Just like your grandsire. Same rebellious attitude, same carefree manner. Every time I look at you, I see him return from beyond the silent valleys. Aye, you're the very model of Ferryn Cordyne. You won't wear long patrol uniform, don't obey orders, always in trouble. You don't even speak like a salamandastron hare. Why is that? What's the matter with you, eh?
Buckler answered the inquiry with a question.
I never knew my grandpa. Was he as good as me with a blade?
Brang replied, as if lulled to say the words.
Ferryn was a great blade master. Best I ever set eyes upon. Until you came along.
Embarrassed by the sudden compliment, Buckler quickly changed the subject.
Tell me again, how did he save your life?
The sun was starting to drop beyond the horizon. Brang stared out at the crimson isle that laid upon the calm sea. He never tired of relating the story of his escape from death.
I was young in those seasons, your grandsire too. We were about the same age as you are now. There was a plague of vermin sweeping the land. They were called the Ravagers. Aye, and a motley horde they were, murdering, burning, looting, and torturing right across Mossflower. Their leader was a silver sable, Armagh Rhyn, the Conqueror. Something had to be done to protect Redwall and all our woodland friends. I sent out long patrol scouts to discover where he made his lair. They tracked Rhyn and his ravagers long and hard. They were located in an old quarry northeast of Redwall Abbey.
Brang stopped to refill their tankards. He tossed Buckler a rough-looking chunk of pastry with nuts baked into it. The young hare felt quite privileged. Hardly any beast was allowed to share the mountain lord's scones, which he made himself on his forge. Brang watched him eating with pleasure.
You're nothing like salamandastron forge scones. They'll put some iron into your muscles, young'un. Now let me see. Where was I?
Buckler reminded him.
The scouts had found the vermin's lair, you said.
Lord Brang took a sip from his tankard.
Aye, so they had. I ordered the full long patrol into battle order and marched on the villains. I must tell you, though, I was young and reckless then, wilder than you'd ever imagine. I take it you've heard of the thing they call Bloodwrath.